This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summer music, summertime, summertime, summertime. I was just thinking about radio advertising, Jay, and I was also thinking about listenership. We were talking about The Bachelor, the Golden Age. What was it? What's the name of the?
The Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. And how we seem to work in our country, maybe it's part of the world, at separating ourselves. You know how, I've said this a million times probably over the years, the reason for us to be together is that we're all sort of struggling to achieve the same things. We go about it in different ways, but yet, and sometimes the way people think they need to achieve success is to eliminate or denigrate the other person because of his or her race or his or her sex or his or her age or his or her weight or his or her, you name it, put it in fill in the blank. And it seems such a shame that this has become part of the human condition. Because when you look around, it doesn't really take anybody else to fulfill you. It shouldn't be that you take other people apart because you're not fulfilled. Your job is to fulfill yourself because you're the only reason, you're the only person who really can fulfill you. You're the only person who can make you happy. That's it.
That's true. It comes from within.
Right.
And you don't have to snuff out somebody else's light just so you shine bright. There's enough space for everybody.
Yep,
there's enough space for there to be multiple successes.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of success, the Miss America pageant seems to be something that people are are stirred up about because there's a new TV show called The Secrets of Miss America. Wow. Digging pretty deep into the barrel here. The premiere episode aired last week on A&E, and so it goes back to 2017 to an email that leaked that changed the pageant forever, caused the CEO to resign, in fact. And so what happened sort of led to the end of the swimsuit competition. No. So I guess I remember Miss America. I remember when Gretchen Carlson used to be on Fox News. She was a Miss America. And that's how she got her job. And then she went on to the board of trustees to Miss America. And she's, I think, one of the reasons that they changed everything. The reason Roger Ailes hired her was because she'd been Miss America, not because she had any news. She didn't have any qualification for anything except she looked good. And that was the that was the reason of Roger Ailes out pretty much everybody that was there. Blonde, nicely built. And so then Ailes took to chasing the women around. That movie, who is in that movie? There are a couple of movies about Ailes and what went on at Fox News. And it was, I won't say it was amusing because the sexual harassment was so rampant there. Matter of fact, I remember when Gretchen Carlson left Fox, she sued him, and she got $20 million out of him. So there had to have been something going on between Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly and the cast of characters that were there chasing the women around. But anyway, the point here is that this there's enough material here to do a television series on the things going on with Miss America?
Yeah, I think it's a four-part docu-series.
Yeah, but the one I guess that they're doing this week focuses on the swimsuits and why they don't have them anymore. But the original competition was all about that. I remember as a youngster looking at some of these women, or girls, actually.
That's what it was all about for the lecherous people who wanted to see that, but that was only one small part of the overall.
I don't think I was lecherous. Gadget. I was like a teenager. It was kind of what teenagers like looking at.
Lecherously.
Okay, I guess I won't. I dig around in that hole much more. All right, let's go to Alaska for the week-long volcano celebration going on up there. Wow, what a mess. This remote volcano, and it's actually out on the Aleutian Islands. So it hasn't affected much of the property, but because the ash is, the big cloud of ash is so large, you can't fly through it. So pilots are flying around it. The initial height of the ash cloud is 5.5 miles up in the sky, straight
wow.
up. And most airplanes fly at 35,000 feet, and that's about 7 miles up, somewhere between 6 and 7 miles up. So, anyway, this volcano, for those of you who want to plot it, 700 miles southwest of Anchorage, and is in the middle of an island where nobody lives, thank heavens. But yet, again, the real problem here is the stuff that's spewing out in the air. Massive. So what's the atmosphere? You've got to think about the fires in Canada and what that's doing to our atmosphere. And then this stuff coming from the volcano. And what other assaults, you know, the people who are always under climate change say that we're ruining the atmosphere. So how's Mother Earth dealing with this? How come the sky sooner or later always gets clear? Where does that stuff go? Ever wonder that? Where does all the ash, that cloud go? Where does all of the smoke from the fire, where does that go? Where do the things that are going, the things that come out of the spray cans? You know, when you spray, that stuff is, that's the most harmful
thing. Aerosol.
Mm-hmm. That's the most, that really is the most. The other stuff comes out of the tailpipe of the car, people say that's bad. Well, anything that is connected to fossil fuels is not good. And yet, the planet is built, in essence, on fossils. We live and we die. What is the old expression? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We are what we have eaten, and what we have eaten comes from the land. It's just a circulation. It's just the same. When a cow dies on my farm, I put her in the compost pile so that in 6 to 7 months, that body will have gone through the microbial change and will go back in the form of compost that gets used to enhance the value of the land. It's just a cycle. So when people get all worked up about a lot of this stuff, I point out to you, this is just another one, even though it's dangerous for people to breathe this stuff in. And people, they make a big deal. News media makes a big deal out of it. This is part of what goes on the planet every day of every week, of every month, of every year. In the history, there are always these things. You don't know about some of them because many of them happen in places where nobody lives. So you don't pay much attention to them. But it is there. It's clear that there always is activity here because that's how the Earth operates. It cleans itself up and fixes its own problems. It doesn't say, they don't put a call in. Earth doesn't call the Mars and say, hey, Mars, come help me out. No, Mother Earth takes care of Mother Earth. Great lesson in that for all of us.
Yeah.
I think. Take care of your own problems and don't be blaming them on somebody else. All right. How about this for a... for a night out. There's a couple, they went on an Uber ride. Excuse my voice. California couple planning a romantic getaway. So they go down to Guatemala for their wedding anniversary, which was derailed because they were charged $30,000 for an Uber ride. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go down for a good old time. They get to the airport. She flies down to meet her husband, who's been in Guatemala for a while. They get into the thing. They take the ride, and they go to the hotel. And I guess the card doesn't work, so they check the bank account. And there's a $30,000 charge against it. And they went, what the hell is this?
Yeah. In another country, it suddenly broke. Their cards won't work. They've been cleared out.
$55 to their name.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the $30,000 charge was supposed to be in the Costa Rican money, not dollars. Right. And something happened. So it was really supposed to only be $55. And instead of being charged that, they were charged $30,000. And they had a moment of, like, who do we even call about this? What are we supposed to do? Of course, everything worked out. But, that's not a good start to your five-year wedding anniversary celebration trip.
No. Speaking of not a good start to your trip, those of you who are vacationing in Phoenix this week, you will have noted by now that the temperature there yesterday was 110 degrees. 19th straight day of record-breaking heat.
What
dangerous
was that
levels
feels like?
It feels down there. It's pretty dry, so it just feels hot. It doesn't feel humid. Like we're feeling, you're getting it in Ohio.
No, you know how the temperature is like. The temperature says this, but the feels like is this. And it's always something hotter or colder in the winter.
Yeah, that's the dew point. We don't have high dew points. The dew point is the moisture measurement in the air. And when it's humid, dew point goes up. If the dew point is 70, you're going to be sweating. And so, okay, here we have most of the news media outlets making a big deal about the extreme summer weather. Now, there are firefighters also battling wildfires. I was talking about the fires up in Canada. Greece has a problem. China has a real problem. It's interesting how things are coming out of China now. There are a couple of news outlets like the Epoch Times have people that are in China that are telling what's going on. You never really knew what the weather was in China, right? You didn't pay any attention to the weather. And now we see they're having the same problems that the rest of us are. Where's Al Gore when we need him? Right? 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you've
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Sugar. All right, here we are, 23 at the hour. Social media time with the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, people with their thoughts, random thoughts. Hello to Wendell Combs, who likes to listen on his way to work to the program. My program, he says, your show is often full of falsehoods. Typical liberal BS. Another occurred this morning. Elvis was not a cousin to Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee was a cousin of Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart. Get your facts straight.
Get your facts straight, sir. Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley were both born in the small town of Tupelo, Mississippi, and while they were not related by blood, they were cousins by marriage. Elvis's mother, Gladys, was married to Jerry Lee's first cousin, Vernon Presley.
Da 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 da. This is not a contest, sir, but it's good to hear from you. Glad you're
sorry. But thank you for your thoughts, and we still want to encourage people to correct us when we were wrong, because facts are important.
That's true.
Just make sure we're wrong.
And the difference between facts and the truth is a really broad spectrum of those things. But isn't it funny? Here's a fellow who obviously pays close attention to what we're talking about, what we're saying. That's the idea. Nice to have people pay that much attention to what's going on here. And they take it personally, and they want to make sure, is it because they really want everybody to be right, or they want to know that they want us to know they're right and we're wrong?
I think both things can be true. I think there are some people who like to correct people. They like to be the smartest person in the room. We all know those people who ask a question they already know the answer to, and the only reason they ask the question is because they want to show they know the answer. And then there are other people who genuinely ask questions. I, for one, I like to be corrected when I am wrong, because I like to, if I pronounce, if I mispronounce a word, or if I say the wrong name, because sometimes I'm picturing somebody and I'm talking about somebody specifically, like a celebrity, I just happen to say the wrong name.
Right.
I appreciate being corrected, but not everybody feels that way. And again, it's one of those things that some people just, they're not even correcting to be helpful. It's just one of those, like, smart situations.
Right.
It's just one of my pet peeves, though, and people have done this numerous times. If I say the word regardless, I cannot tell you how many times people correct me and say irregardless. And I'm always thinking, okay, that one's wrong. If you are going to correct me, make sure that you are correct yourself. And I don't know why that one is so irksome. But when I say regardless and somebody corrects me with irregardless, like I should have said irregardless because regardless is wrong. That one gets me. I got to tell you. My spine is quivering right now, even just thinking about it.
But what is right? Irregardless is not a word.
Irregardless is not. Era is without, less is without.
Yeah.
So it's
double
without,
negative.
Without regard? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Double negative. Double negative is equal to positive.
That's my one grammatical pet peeve.
Good to know. All right, let's see here. We were talking about Miranda Lambert stopping a concert to call out fans who are more interested in taking selfies than listening to her perform. One of our listeners responded, I think she thought it may have been distracting to the other fans and wanted them to have a good experience for the money. I'm with you on that, sir. I think that's a good motivation.
Well, also,
why wouldn't you want the audience to have? Say again?
Yeah. Well, these women were also near the front. It could have just been straight up distracting to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could have been. Sometimes, I don't know, I think that they're... The things that go on at concerts are amazing. The thing that bothers me when people go to a concert and they start smoking pot, it's an outdoor concert, I don't want to sit there and smell the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere else and smoke the pot. If you want to smoke pot, that's fine. It's up to you. You're an adult.
Or smoking anything, like cigarettes. Oh.
Ah,
if I'm in a drive-thru at a coffee shop and the car in front of me is smoking a cigarette, I'm always thinking, oh, please put that out, especially before you get to the window and you're that smoke's even going inside.
Hi to John Costanza, listening from or at Maui, not from, but in Maui. How are you doing? 28 after here on Good Day.
Among other things, I've been called frugal. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Hey, it all adds up, so it makes sense to question every expense now. For instance, can you live without your telephone landline? That bill shows up like clockwork month after month while you make most of your calls on a smartphone, right? Unless you need what we used to call the phone company for internet access, cut the cord and take a closer look at your credit card bill. What recurring charges can you live without? Apps like Truebill help you track and manage your subscriptions. If you bank with Bank of America, their free Keep the Change feature rounds up your purchases to the next dollar and deposits it into your savings account. It all adds up. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at AndYouCanQuoteMe.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI, or download the app today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services that said the institute likely failed to comply with safety protocols and did not provide U.S. agencies with requested documents. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. The U.S. intelligence community has yet to reach a conclusion on how the virus emerged since China stopped all countries from doing an investigation at the Chinese location. A single winning ticket in the billion-dollar Powerball lottery has been sold in Los Angeles, California. The lucky winner or winners can choose between $1 billion in annuity payments or go for the lump sum payment of $516 million. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Some loving had me a blast.
Some loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
What does it mean to meet somebody that's crazy for you? What does that mean?
I have a couple of things. But also, crazy. Romantic comedies don't work the way they do in real life. Because think about it.
That's your first clue.
Think about it. No, but like some situations that happen in romantic comedies, like the meet cute or the whole pursuing somebody and, oh, it's just so sweet and I want that in real life. And then it happens in real life and next thing you know, you're getting a restraining order.
Especially in today's world. Yep. All right, there's Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. I'm Doug Steffen with the nice news. The Depends on how you define important. I think looking up into the sky and seeing that meteor shower, which you can see now very, if you go to NASA's website, see the details of this show that are going to be really good. And one of the reasons that this thing, and that happens pretty much every summer, it's a great spectacle, it started last week and will go through probably through the next month anyway. I think the peak is on August 12th or 13th, somewhere in there. Again, you can consult the NASA website. I do pretty much every day look and see what's going on. And so these lights are all over the northern hemisphere, mostly in the pre-dawn hours. So if you want to get up extra early and catch them, set your alarm to just before sunrise. So sunrise around here is about 5:40, I think, now in the morning. And I'm up then anyway. I don't necessarily think. I look out the window to see if it's raining or to see if the sun's coming up. That's about it. But now I'm reminding myself to go look at this thing because it's quite a show. Neat. A lot of, if you look at NASA's website, you can see pictures of the meteor showers, photos from past years, that sort of thing. So certainly well worth taking in. As we think about the summertime, we have this continuing barrage of news stories from pretty much every outlet. I was looking at something that today is on USA Today about the red hot summer and how people are coping with this all across the country and all across the world, in fact. So, how about we, there are some people who, you know, they don't have air conditioning. People that live in some of these tight-knit communities, they're going to the pools. There are a lot of community pools,
mm-hmm.
right?
In some areas, those pools are being closed because of the wildfire smoke coming from Canada.
Yep.
Every
depends on where you are.
Those days, yeah.
Right. There's a guy, here's a clever guy, a butcher shop who's charging people a dollar and a half to walk into his cool-in refrigerator and spend 5 minutes there.
That is brilliant.
I thought that was kind of clever.
Good for him.
Right?
I'm surprised he's not charging more, though, because the electric bill for that cooler.
Yeah. Maybe it's $15 and I have the decimal point in the wrong place, but it doesn't look like a lot of money. There are 91 million people in this country in 15 states that are under heat warnings this week. So, what's that? About a quarter of our population, a little more than a quarter of the population, experiencing air temperatures with the heat index. And what we were talking about before, you caused me to look this up, Jay, when we were talking about, you know, the air quality index is one thing. The temperature is one thing. The humidity is one thing. That index. So all of these things contribute to how healthy it is to be outside. The heat itself, unless you get into like out in Death Valley where it's 120 degrees, that's not going to do you any good. But you can live at 100 degrees, 105 degrees isn't very pleasant. But here where I am in Massachusetts, we've had heavy humidity. Temperature was 90 yesterday and the dew point was 70. So it's the same feeling. Your body feels that onslaught. But for heaven's sakes, even though it's an interesting story to talk about, this is not the first time this has happened. The people get demoralized because they read these stories or they hear the stories. Oh, my God, the heat's terrible. It's the worst it's ever been. Every year it's the worst it's ever been. And every year it's the same as it was some other year. Are we overemphasizing it? I think the news media overemphasizes it because this is sort of a news talk program. We talk about what's in the news. Am I doing you a misservice, a disservice, by talking about the weather? Should I not talk about it? Should I not underscore, other than tell you how you can cool off? Hello, go jump in the water somewhere. Jump in the lake.
Well,
go for a swim.
And I think
take a shower.
Every year, if you live in an area that has the four seasons, I feel like every year we also forget, once we're changing seasons, how hot it can truly get, the first time it gets hot, how cold it can truly get. 60-degree weather, the first time it hits 60 after being cold, people are driving around in their convertibles.
Yeah.
The first time it hit 60 after being really hot and from coming out of summertime, people are already bundled up like it's a blizzard outside. And it's just one of those things. But do you know that air temperature is always measured in the shade? So when you're out in the sun and you're always like, if you ever think to yourself, oh, it feels way hotter than this, it's probably because in the sunlight, it is significantly hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're beating down. But again, think about how amazing it is, the solar system, the way that we live, where we are in reality, just going through space and time. It's not really measured anywhere except here in reality on the planet. There's no time and space. It's just space. It's empty, except for planets that are rolling around, traveling to who knows where at, you know, what speed. That's where we're just headed. Who knows? It's kind of like the direction of life. Who knows where we're going?
Who knows?
I don't know where we're going.
Kind of off topic, but still on topic.
Yes, ma'am.
There is something that has, when you start talking about the NASA and stuff, and I recalled this, I meant to ask this another time. There is no sound in space, right? Because it's silent.
There's no sound in space, right.
So why or how do we get these sound readings of black holes? Or when we hear the audio of, like, this is what a black hole sounds like, or this is what something else that it happens to be in space sounds like. If there's no sound, how do we get those?
Ask the fellow who first asked the question, if a tree falls in a forest and there's nobody there to hear it, is there sound? I don't have a better answer for you, I'm sorry, than that.
Does a frog bump his butt when it hops?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, right. It's one of those unanswerable questions. One of the things that is starkly reality, my daughter and her, and my grandson and her husband are going to be here for the next 3 weeks. And they're doing this as this is what is so amazing. My daughter and her husband are both the profs at UCLA. And they have a quarter system. So they have four quarters a year instead of semesters. And she just finished her last quarter at the end of June. It's because they go quarters, right? January to March and April to June and July to September and October to, so anyway. So she's finished and did all of her work and buttoned things up. And so they're taking this. This is their vacation. Every year they try to go. They always come here once or twice a year. But they go other places. This year they didn't. They decided they were going to come here and spend the time here and driving around to the places that Megan loves to go to all over the East Coast, up in Maine, down the Cape. So the realization is that they timed this so that Megan would have finished her schoolwork that she needed to do for her classroom, and before Miles goes back to school, the 15th of August. Huh? Where is it? What? Is there no summer, really, anymore? It used to be there was a delineation, but this was based on agricultural needs. We know that. Get out of school the third week of June, and you go back the week after Labor Day. That was it. Now it's all over the place.
Yeah, that's not how I grew up. We got out towards the end of May, early June, but then we went back in the middle of August. Third week of August. So it's like we still have the same amount of school days, the same amount of summer days. It's just shifted.
Well, the reason that I am bringing this up, among other things, is because there are those who are trying to get students to focus, and parents as well, on back-to-school immunity. Right? Children going back to school, and with that comes more time indoors, more germs, more sniffles, more coughs. So there are people who are saying, well, you've got to do something to support your immune system. The vaxxers say, get a shot. I say, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't get certain shots, because you should. There are four or five basic shots everybody should get, polio among them. But then there are ways for you to enhance your immune system so that you don't get coughs and sneezes and stuff. And one of the things you can do, this is not a commercial, it's just something that we over the years have done, the nasal spray thing, the Navage. We've advertised that here. We've also done something called Clear. It was a nasal thing. And we've done the Beekeeper Natural Spray And the reason I bring it up is because instead of just jumping on the bandwagon and doing it, if it's not a required vaccine, then my suggestion would be that you don't get it. And instead you build up your child's immune system with lots of antioxidants and minerals and vitamins. They're like, if you were to look up how to support your immune system naturally, just Google it, you'd come up with about 300 beneficial compounds that are straight from nature. And Jack actually has some of these. If you go, we have a Good Day Health podcast that you can get every week. And Jack is always talking about these sorts of things. Ken's more of a traditionalist, Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. As a matter of fact, you look at the contrast of the two of them, gooddayhealthshow.com, you can get the overview. Ken's most recent conversation had to do with vaccinations this fall for either adults or for children. And Jack is talking about how foods are the way for you, if you get proper digestion, to enhance your, the health of your body, your immune system. So they take different points of view, and you can listen to both of them and decide what you want to do on your own, right? Also, in the most recent Good Day Health thing, Dr. Kronhaus is talking about brushing your teeth and how helpful that is for your brain, and it is. So get the Good Day Health podcast and listen to it. Lots of people spend, lots of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, many of them carry the same, the Good Day Health programs on the weekend, but you can also get the updates at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your, podcast. But I just think, in terms of how time flies and you want to prepare your children for school, and one of the ways to prepare is to get, as much good stuff into their bodies as you can. Kind of reminds me of how when I get cattle out of the stockyards, I get the cattle out as soon as I can because they're exposed to all kinds of things. And your children will be, too, in that incubator called school. So protect them. Build up their immune system. 48 after the hour on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167.
Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new massage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time for Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame. Yes, fame and fortune has been his because he likes dogs. He likes pets. Imagine turning liking pets into being becoming a gajillionaire, big-time broadcaster for the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com and see, I can say that because you and I are friends and I can get away with most anything. With friends, you can say things about me, and I say things about you, and they may be fuzzy, little, sometimes facts are fuzzy. Facts are amazing things, aren't they? You know, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is cool. Literally, at this time of year, we have a pet adoption going on at the farm. We have several different events this year, but I also see other places that are adding pet adoptions. New pets come in every week, and if you're looking for a new fuzzy friend, I'm betting you can find one of these things almost anywhere, right, Warren?
Absolutely.
The consciousness of the conscious people are so conscious of this now.
They are, and I think a lot has to do with it. Finally, it's being publicized that, you know, adopting a dog or adopting a cat is a great thing to do. And I always get the calls from the person that says to me, you know, Warren, I love dogs. I grew up with a schnauzer, and that's what I want. I want a schnauzer. Should I go buy? 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across America are purebred dogs. Plus the fact that if you go to any of the breed clubs, the Schnauzer Club of America, they have rescues there as well. So there's always a way, even if you want a purebred dog for whatever reason, I have no idea what my dogs look like. I fell in love with the inside, not the outside. So yeah. The bottom line is when you adopt a dog, you know, look beyond what they look like. I mean, there's so many great dogs out there for adoption. You know, after a day or two, who cares what they look like? You're in love with them. So that's, you know, but it's a good, you hit the nail on the head, Doug. There are more dogs and cats being adopted now. Also on the other end of the spectrum though, during COVID, a lot of people did adopt dogs and cats, and a lot of them have been returned, which I cannot possibly understand how a person could take a dog or a cat into their house
selfish
and return it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So my daughter's looking for a poodle, a purebred poodle.
Yeah.
And they've gone to the same route to find, they have, her husband is allergic, so they get, they have, and the poodles, the poodle that they had for a while that belonged to Tony, my former wife, died. And then the dog that they had, that they got from a place here in New England, died a few months ago. And so now they want to get another one. And they've looked around and they haven't found a good source, whether it be adoption. Apparently they're very popular and hard to get. Poodles. Is that true? Is there one of those poodle adoptions? I'm sure they've looked around.
What I would tell them to do is I would tell them, where do they live? What area?
They live in Mar Vista.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California.
Really?
Google Poodle Rescue of Southern California. There'll be some in Southern California, Northern California, Central California. And I'm sure.
Done that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of poodles out there for adoption, you know, or just. Right. There's also other breeds. There's Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels. So
we had one
that has hair.
I will tell you something. The Portuguese water dog that we had when the kids were small was one of the most wonderful beings I ever remember encountering in my life.
Oh, let me tell you about Portuguese water dogs.
Oh, my God, what a great dog.
Case de Agua, that's what they're called, Case de Agua. The first Portuguese water dog that came to the United States came in the 70s to a Mrs. Miller in Farmington, Connecticut. I worked with the dog, and I worked with the Portuguese water dogs when they were very, very rare. And in fact, one of the dogs I worked with made the cover of, I'm bragging, the Life magazine, towing a boat on Long Island. Amazing breed of dog, but they also, the reason that they're okay with allergies, and there's no such thing as a totally hyperallergenic, is because they have hair versus fur. That's the big difference. But a lot of people are allergic to the dander. A lot of people are allergic to dander, and with cats, it's saliva. Saliva is a big thing with cats and allergies. So, you know, what I would do is I would go to you know, Poodle Rescue of Southern California, and they'll guide you. I'm sure there's plenty of poodles out there that need a home.
I'm going to pass that along. Here's the story of an Army veteran named Christy Gardner, who lost both of her legs while she was on duty in Afghanistan, struggled with feeling useless until she found inspiration. The service dog that she had that saved her life now has inspired her to match veterans in need of service dogs on their own. The service dogs, sometimes I guess they sort of in or out of duty. And then what do you do with them? So she's now been the coordinator, become the coordinator of putting these former service dogs with former service members, which I thought was kind of a cool thing, talking about finding homes for dogs.
I work with an organization called For Veterans Sake, and what they do is they find dogs that may have served in Afghanistan, and they hook them up with veterans here. What a great combination they do make, though.
Yeah, that is. Right. She's done 13 service dogs so far. She trains them and then finds homes for them. I think that's so laudable. Therapy dogs, you know, what do they need? No skill except being a great dog.
There you go.
Much anything else. All right, well, congratulations there. And congratulations to Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 59 past the hour.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.